When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody. And everybody. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the air from 1 to 4 every day, the radio, and then after 4 o'clock, whatever you missed on the iHeart app, John and Ken On Demand podcast.
Yeah, and the moist line is...
And the moist line is going to be Friday, twice on Friday. We have some spaces open because everybody was on vacation, including us. So you can call the moist line and leave your message. What's the moist line number again? 888...
No, it's 877-MOIST-86. 877-664-7886.
How many years have we had the moist line?
I was thinking about that a few weeks ago, and I can't remember. It's got to be at least 15.
Really? That long?
I think so, yes.
Wow.
I think it's been that long.
That's a lot of high-end entertainment there.
Right. Because we've been in Burbank for almost 20 years, and I think it was not long after that. So.
Wow.
Yeah, no. Jeez. You don't think about that either. Next year will be 20 years that the station moved to Burbank. Yep.
We're still here. They've moved more people out of this floor.
Is there anybody left?
No, just a couple of studios. That's it. They moved all the salespeople to another floor. There's just
good for you.
Massive empty space everywhere. Just emptiness.
Pretty soon you'll be doing the show in the parking garage.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's bring on Steve Gregory, right, for this story out of Lancaster.
About the cops who threw a woman to the ground. Steve, you there?
Yeah. How you doing, guys?
We're hearing a hum.
Are you hearing a hum?
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Okay, good.
What's this story about here? We've seen the video, but...
Yeah, so the video came out. It went viral, obviously, and it's graphic. It shows deputies trying to arrest a man and a woman outside of a Winco grocery store in Lancaster. And the video quickly went viral. And what was always missing from the video, as with a lot of these types of videos, is the context. What were the circumstances and surrounding the deputies getting there? What brought the deputies to that location? Well, yesterday, Sheriff Robert Luna had an emergency press conference, if you will, only because we had 53 minutes notice of the press conference. And this is a big test for him. If you remember the Monterey Park shooting in January, that was sort of his test as the first major event while, you know, just shortly after becoming the new sheriff of L.A. County. This will test his reform efforts now because this is his first high-profile deputy-involved use of force incident. So yesterday the sheriff talked about he saw the video. He called it disturbing. And he guaranteed a full and impartial investigation. But what he told us yesterday was a couple things that kind of stuck out. First of all, the deputies were going to the Winco grocery store because of a 911 call by an employee of the grocery store. The 911 caller told dispatch, there are a man and a woman here that have assaulted one of our employees, which is one of those theft officers, like a security officer, but they specialize in the theft of product. They keep an eye on all the stuff. And there's some fancy name for it. I can't recall off the top of my head.
Loss prevention.
Thank you. Loss prevention specialist or loss prevention officer. So kind of a security guard. And apparently they said that this couple had assaulted a deputy, or excuse me, assaulted this loss prevention person and had taken something and had shoplifted. So that's what deputies were responding to. So when deputies arrived, they approached the couple who matched the description given by the caller. And the deputy was effecting the arrest on the man, and the man was kind of given the deputy's grief. Then the woman started mouthing off to the deputies and telling him, don't arrest my husband, and going on and on and on. And she approached the deputies. Now, what didn't come out in yesterday's press conference, as I had been told by sources, is that the woman allegedly slapped one of the deputies. And I'm not sure where she slapped him, but had engaged already in some sort of aggressive behavior. So, and she was filming or recording the encounter on her cell phone.
If that's true, that changes everything.
Right. Well, let me tell you, though, going into this, and this is what people don't understand. First of all, policing's not pretty. So when you see stuff on video like that, without the full context or without the full story, you got to wait. And even the sheriff finally conceded toward the end of the press conference yesterday, you know, I have to wait to see what the deputies were thinking when they did that. I have to get the deputy's side of the story, too. I can't just comment on what happened. Even though he called the video disturbing, he said he does have to wait for the deputy's side
of the story. I saw television coverage, and they presented the encounter as she's videotaping the police, and they got pissed and threw her to the ground. And it was all about her recording what was going on. But there was something very important that also was happening, is that she may have slapped him.
Right. And that's, so that's not the case. And deputies are trained to understand that it is a First Amendment right to record their actions and their activity, as so long as the person's not trespassing. And in this case, it was a public space. So the deputies are trained in the academy level and, again, at leadership level. They are trained to allow people to record them. It's not a hindrance. Now, I can't speak for those two deputies. I have no idea what they were going through and what they were thinking at the time. But I can tell you how they're trained, and they're trained to accept that. That said, I was told that they were the aggressors. Now, keep in mind, the 911 caller said that a man and a woman, there was an assault against an employee. So deputies are already on the way to the call knowing that an assault most likely took place based on the call. It's like when someone calls and says, I think there's a man with a gun in my backyard. So when officers arrive, they're not thinking they're going to get a kitty cat out of the tree. So they're wrapping their mind around the fact that there might be someone with a gun in the backyard, much like they do here. They're wrapping their head around the fact that someone may have assaulted somebody else already. They're preparing themselves mentally and physically to approach someone who's most likely aggressive. Now, everyone's been making a big deal. Well, this is a senior citizen couple. Well, it doesn't really matter if they've assaulted somebody by now. It doesn't matter how old you are.
So the woman who is seen getting thrown in the video was the same woman who was accused of assaulting someone in the store.
The couple. They said that the couple.
Right, the couple. But she was half of that couple.
Yes.
I see. A lot of the reporting was very confusing and incomplete.
Well, it's because... And here's the other thing, too, that the sheriff's department was very vague. I know that the sheriff said yesterday he didn't see the video until last Friday. So they've had a little bit to go through the body cam footage. And remember, this is also new to them as well. They've only had body cams since 2020. So they're still trying to figure out best practices on dealing with all of the body cam footage and what to release, what not to release. So they're still getting the process of going through video and releasing or reviewing it themselves. So, and you're right, there's been a lot of confusing reporting. I will tell you that I am scheduled right after this interview to speak with an attorney of one of the deputies involved. So I'm hoping to get more perspective, and if you want me to come back later, we can, you know, I can bring you back some more information on that, or we can do it tomorrow. But I just want to let you know I am talking with the attorney of one of the deputies.
Is this Tom Yu?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, because he did talk to the Associated Press and gave them, but let's see what information you get. Yeah, we'll probably bring you back, but if there isn't time, we'll talk to you tomorrow about it.
You got it, guys. Well, and so basically the bottom line is the deputies arrived. Based on the call of someone assaulting somebody, they reacted and responded. And remember, deputies and officers are allowed up in the law up to and including lethal use of force if someone goes against a lawful command.
I have a question, though. I mean, yesterday was Wednesday. You said the Chief Luna had the footage on last Friday?
He was first made aware of it last Friday.
Why? And I'm sure the police gave their story. Why didn't he talk about the female suspect slapping one of the officers? Why wasn't that part of the press conference yesterday?
I don't know that.
Instead, he was basically going along with the premise that they did something wrong and we'll take care of them.
Yeah. So
I mean, he must have known.
I'm not sure what he knew, but I will tell you the other thing.
Why are you holding a press conference if you don't know everything?
I think what's interesting, too, is yesterday he talked about all the different groups and organizations and city leaders that he's brought into this now. That's going to complicate the matters because now it's being tried in the media, the whole thing.
First of all,
this was really a routine call is what this was.
It wasn't a shooting. No, nobody was seriously hurt here. A woman was maybe assaulting an officer and got thrown to the ground. I mean, that's the story. I don't see what's remarkable about it.
Well, we'll find out all of the details here pretty quick, and maybe the attorney today will be able to enlighten me a little more.
All right, Steve. Thank you very much.
Bye, guys.
All right, Steve Gregory, KFI News, covering the story out of Lancaster, where the couple had to be restrained by LA County Sheriff's deputies. When we come back, I'll explain how I think this story unfolded, and yes, wrongly unfolded with the media, as usual, because I saw this story a couple of nights ago, and even I was like, why are they doing this to the woman? She's allowed to videotape police activity. And that's all I got out of it until, you know, you wait the day or two and you get more details. And I didn't know they were involved at first in possible shoplifting and assault on a security guy. I didn't even know that from first seeing this.
The whole story came out backwards.
Sideways, backwards. All right. We'll talk a little bit more when we return. Your chance at money to $1,000. Listen for the keyword. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, a couple more minutes on this Lancaster story we just talked to Steve Gregory from KFI News about, and he's going to have a chat, apparently, with an attorney representing one of the deputies. The attorney's name is Tom Yu. And we'll see what comes of that. And his quote from the Associated Press is his client took the woman to the ground because she was being resistant. When I saw this story played on the news Monday night, it looked bad. As John said, nobody was badly hurt, but it looked like she was trying to take a cell phone video of a police officer who was handling her accomplice there. I didn't know that. I just thought they were a couple.
Every version of the story that I saw on television or I looked up online, that it was all presented in the same way. First of all, it was kind of blurred that the woman was part of the couple that was accused of assaulting somebody inside the store.
Oh, that I didn't even find out till later.
Yeah. Well,
that they were shoplifting suspects, so, and they may have assaulted a couple of security guards.
So right. Sheriff Luna, did he know this stuff? Because this happened last week. He must have known by now. Why was he allowing this incomplete information? And why is he holding a press conference yesterday?
Because he's Sheriff Puppet.
Because I saw in this, the story I saw,
the activists are screaming for these cops to be arrested, and he wanted to respond to that by acting like, oh yeah, I understand. We're looking into it. This doesn't look good.
And of course, all the progressive media weenies in town were showing video of all the activist groups, racial activist groups, assembling.
They're just interested in the viral hit, right? Oh, look at this. Look at this. Because apparently there's another woman bystander who took the rest of the video with her own cell phone, a woman that was not involved in the arrest. And that's where you see the older woman being taken to the ground and pepper sprayed.
The whole package for several days was misleading. In fact, maybe outright false. I mean, how could everybody do this?
You said his client approached the woman to detain her. She replied, "You can't touch me." This was the beginning of the ensuing use of force, you said. This is the lawyer for one of the deputies, that she's now being resistant.
She slapped the cop after assaulting somebody in the store, she's lucky all she did was
get thrown. Woman was cited for assaulting an officer, so that's the charge. So she may have slapped him. Yeah.
So what's with all the reporters here? They couldn't find that out. What's with Luna? Luna holds a murder. This emergency press conference with 53 minutes of notice with the activist groups all assembling, and then
people are demanding that he respond. The activists with the defund the police people are still out there. The El Segundo Times, they all wanted answers now from the sheriff.
I look at the video this morning. It's like, okay, they threw her to the ground roughly, but this is causing such an assemblage, such a media outpouring. And then to find out that she might have slapped the cop. Boy, oh boy, this is like instant fake news, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. They pepper sprayed her too, so.
So the TV station.
First impression of the story when I watched it was she was like a bystander just trying to take
video of them
arresting the man.
Yes.
And then they told her, stop taking that video. And then they grabbed her and threw it to the ground. And I thought, that's not right.
Wait a second.
But I didn't know all of this stuff.
If she was getting arrested for assaulting somebody in the store, how did she get presented by the media as a bystander recording the cops? Because I got the same impression. I don't think we're both crazy.
Maybe that night, because this is Monday, I saw it. They didn't really know the full story themselves. I mean, this happened on June 24th, but because of video, it finally was coming out.
Okay, so what is today?
Today's July 6th.
Okay, so it's 12 days. Yesterday, 11 days, and Luna didn't have the story straight after 11 days? How could that be? There's paperwork, there's arrest records. The cops probably already answered questions to the investigators.
Some of the attitude is, even if she was a shoplifter and maybe she slapped the cop, they were too over the top on her by dragging her to the ground and pepper spraying her. That's what some people still think.
Okay, you go and smack a cop and see what happens.
You'd be lucky if you're only pepper spraying.
I have no sympathy for somebody who goes out of the way to whack a cop. Gee, you're lucky if you're only going to get pepper sprayed. Oh.
Yeah, and I mean, this is what bugs me is that it's always the story becomes bigger because the cops were physical.
Yeah.
Not because two people were once again shoplifting from a store and may have gotten physical with the security guards.
See,
it's only when the cops respond because they're supposed to know better and be above all this. How dare they act like this?
Okay. So they're not in the news business. Everybody is in the let's create a fake dramatic story to grab people's attention. That's what they do in the news departments in L.A. Boy, that's bad. That's a stinker. I'm going to go back and look at all the which channels did what on this story. I'll report back tomorrow.
You should.
I will.
You'll be here tomorrow. That's good to know.
Am I going to be here tomorrow? Yes, I am.
All right,
I survived the day.
KFI AM 640 live everywhere. The iHeartRadio app.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you, but consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You're listening to John and Ken on Demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio from 1 until 4 after 4 o'clock, the iHeart app has the John and Ken podcast, John and Ken on Demand, and you could listen to what you missed.
Yeah, we got the Moist line tomorrow, so leave a message, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. We find out today that, Madonna had to be revived with Narcan. Madonna was found unresponsive in her home on June 24th. It was a big story that she had to be taken to the intensive care unit. Then they said she had a bacterial infection. But now we find out that they administered an injection of Narcan. Although the story from Radar Online, they're still around, Radar Online, is that it was not an overdose. It was also you use Narcan to combat septic shock. And that may have been the reason that they tried to revive her with Narcan.
If she had a bacterial infection for a month, it infected the bloodstream. Eventually your whole body starts to shut down. And the septic shock causes extremely low blood pressure, which is also what overdosing on opioids does. So the Narcan attacks that particular symptom to bring you back to life.
Well, the one thing I read in this story that I thought was a little... She's 64 years old, and apparently insiders say that she has been overworking herself to keep up with Taylor Swift. And I'm like, really? You need to keep up with Taylor Swift.
Because Taylor Swift is doing four-hour concerts. And I also read that she's looking at Pink, who's in her early 40s, but is doing aerial acrobatics at her concerts.
Right. Madonna had a great run. Does she really have to think that she's contemporary of the two people you just mentioned? Hardly.
Do you see what she's done to her face?
Yeah. Well, there's a picture here I'm looking at. Was that the Grammy Awards she was at or something? And everybody responded harshly to her face. Yeah.
Well, that's
it looked completely like a plastic mold is over it.
It's hard for these women to be in entertainment and have such a great career and then compete against younger, beautiful, talented women.
Female celebrities have a tough time as they age. Yes.
But you can't get surgery that makes it look like you got hit by a bus.
Well, I don't think that was her intention.
No, not her intention, but wow.
She didn't do any research on the doctor beforehand? Like, what happened?
You never know you just don't know how your face is going to turn out.
Well, here's the trade-off, and she does look wrinkle-free, but her face looks completely stretched and
it's not
and
a
weird.
Face.
She can't, like, move her lips. She can't, that's the price of being wrinkle-free. There's not a lot of wrinkles on her face in this picture.
A Madonna Halloween mask looks better than that. I mean,
it looks like something was attached and...
Well, it's because of you guys that make us women feel that we have
Deborah's
to
right. The toxic male demands
That's
women
right.
keep up.
I
right?
never demanded Madonna do anything.
You notice how he took the toxic male role when I said that. I never.
I know who's that directed at.
All right, back to the world of two stories on the city of Los Angeles that are worth talking about. The first one is the Los Angeles City Council. What could go wrong with this idea? A city-owned public bank. They've been trying to do this for years. And all of this is part of the same big umbrella that the American capitalist corporate system has failed too many people. The government needs to step in.
Sure. So let's put the city council in charge of it.
Yeah, they're real competent financially.
Yeah, well, and they have so many people going to prison for financial crimes. Why not give them a bank? How many councilmen do you think will embezzle from the bank?
That's exactly what it says. They fear public corruption from this.
Absolutely.
Influence over politicians and all the money in the public bank.
I saw last week Ridley Thomas lost his appeal.
He did.
I was very excited.
His lawyers went before a federal judge, made a couple of stupid arguments, and the judge rejected within a day or two.
I mean, Ridley Thomas can't wait to attach himself to this bank as soon as he gets out.
The idea of a public bank has been around since 2018. Well, for years. It was rejected by voters in 2018. They were going to amend the city charter to allow it. But then a year later, dippity-doo, Newsom signed a state law that does allow cities and counties to establish public banks. So they put it back on the table for the LA City Council.
Half the city council will steal money from this bank.
They're now putting nearly $500,000 to the next phase of creating a public bank. And it would be driven by the needs of Los Angeles communities, not private shareholders. You see, they're making the anti-capitalist corporate argument.
Don't put your money in the LA City Bank. You're never going to see it again.
Now, would the FDIC guarantee those?
I don't know how that works. I've never heard of this concept. At least not in a free society.
Yeah, it doesn't say in the story if anybody else has done this. You know, outside of like a communist country,
they're going to be flying to Paris with your deposit. God. Hey, if people are stupid enough, this I can't wait for this story. People are stupid enough to put their money in a bank that's going to be run by the LA City Council. Whoa, that's going to be highly entertaining. What do you think's going to happen? God. You deserve to have your money stolen.
It's all, they're all neglected by Wall Street. Communities of color are not served by the banking system as it is. So now
we can have a bank
that would offer low-cost debt and free banking for low-income communities.
What is this nonsense? If you have money, the bank takes your money. They don't look at your color. They look at your money.
They claim you can't get any loans and you get bad service.
Well, you have to show that you can pay back the loans. Really, they make money on loaning out cash. That's their big business. That's how they make their profit. So if you've got a good credit score and you have a history of paying back your debts, then yeah, they'll loan you money. If they're not loaning you money, it's because you didn't pay back the last guy. Don't give me this nonsense.
The other LA story actually takes us back to the 4th of July. I thought I was seeing things and I saw the headline in this story. You know how they do gun buyback programs?
Yeah.
They were doing fireworks buyback programs.
Los
Angeles Police Department organized the event. They said they collected over 380 pounds of commercial, consumer, and homemade fireworks.
That's nothing.
People got things like tickets to Dodger games or Universal Studios or gas cards. That's what they got in return for handing over their fireworks. It was the idea of Monica Rodriguez, who created the buyback program in 2021.
It's so stupid. That is a tiny speck of the fireworks in Los Angeles.
I was going to say, I believe we heard a lot of noise the other night throughout Los Angeles.
It was a war zone.
I'm surprised your wealthy mountaintop neighborhood was so crazy.
Oh, my God. Ridiculous. It was below, John. It was below where I live.
Oh, the peasants down below were acting up? I see.
Oh, is that what happened?
Sorry about that.
All San Fernando Valley. And Eric Sklar contributed because he was hanging out with people who were firing off illegal fireworks. Thank you very much.
Eric was with the riffraff down below.
Yes, he was.
I was having a great time.
You should have aimed a few at Deborah's house.
Oh, God, no.
It's a fire zone. What's wrong with you?
Exactly.
You'd kill us all. All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Yeah, you can use that app to connect to the Moist line. We're going to play the calls again tomorrow on the 3 o'clock hour. Call the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. They found a guy dead in his car in Death Valley National Park, an apparent heat victim. Did he make it back to his car? Or they noticed a car about 30 yards off the road at 10 o'clock in the morning. And they responded and they found a man dead. This happened on Monday. Of course, Death Valley has some of the hottest temperatures on the planet.
This is Darwinism.
High in the park was 126. The overnight low is 98 there.
This is Darwinism. The guy goes out and takes a walk in 126 degree heat. The hottest desert in the world.
Now,
the hottest desert in the world. And he goes out during the day and he doesn't have enough water? Ah, come on. They should call
the car's air conditioning wasn't working. The driver had the window down, but apparently did not survive and died of heat-related illness.
Yeah, well, that's asking for it. It is.
Oh, the car had two flat tires. I don't know, John, that he was hiking. I have a feeling that his car broke down and he tried to, I don't know what he tried to do. But
does he have a phone?
Yeah, it doesn't say.
Do they have service in the desert there?
That could be a tough place to get service.
You got
to
have tons of water with you. You go dry anywhere near that kind of heat. You have to just cases of water with you.
Well, we don't know whether or not Elon Musk is actually going to have a fight with Mark Zuckerberg of any kind, but the big story today is that Meta, Zuckerberg's company, introduced their own version of Twitter. It's called Threads.
It's kind of stupid.
30 million people plus have already joined Threads. Uh-huh. Just in the first day. I guess it started today. It's an app that's built for conversations that is more productive and positive. They're trying to, I guess, attract people that don't like Elon Musk and don't like Twitter anymore.
So what, people are going to go there and say nice things to each other? Well, that's fascinating.
That's not human nature. No.
How long is that going to last?
Twitter is threatening. Threads is a copycat that has used trade secrets from former Twitter employees that were hired by Meta, according to a letter. Meta deliberately assigned these employees to develop in a matter of months the copycat Threads app with the specific intent that they use Twitter's trade secrets and other intellectual property in order to accelerate the development of their competing app. Well, I suppose if they can prove that, they might have a case, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's difficult to prove, but...
The response from Threads people was no one on the Threads engineering team is a former Twitter employee. That's just not a thing.
There's a number of these competing... social media sites. None of them have gained much traction. The primary reason is you could say, hey, I'm going to Threads, but then all the people that you correspond with have to go there too.
That's right. In order for them to work in your
And they're
your
not going to go unless they know all their other friends. And most people just don't want to be bothered. No. You know, this is the kind of category where the first one in is going to win. Because it meets your needs and there's no reason to go somewhere else. Because
people have been leaving Twitter, haven't they? That's what I've read.
Some people make political statements because they don't.
I mean, they're
like,
down to 10 employees, right?
They don't. Yeah, it turns out you don't need that many employees.
Maybe not. Well,
they're upset.
Yeah, it's still functioning, right?
They're upset with Musk's politics, or they're upset with under the old regime, the censorship that went on.
Yeah.
You know, so you see some hope. But you know what I was reading today? That really intelligent people don't go on social media because they have no desire to express their opinions to strangers or read other people's opinions. They've got better things to do, which is what I thought for moment one. Like, if you really got something going on in your life, why would you spend time reading other people's stupid thoughts? And 99% of them are stupid. Really, and I think there's a direct correlation with IQ. Like, the more time you spend on social media, the less you got going on in your head.
Yeah.
I mean, you're never on it. You must be a genius.
Who, Deborah?
Well, I was talking to you, but sure, oh. Deborah too.
I don't really know people on any of these things except old Facebook people.
Yeah.
That's about it. Well, I have one friend that's on Instagram. And that's it.
All Deborah does is post fashion photos and dog photos.
Yeah. And what's wrong with that?
No, but I mean, you're not constantly promoting your opinions or reading other people's
opinions. No, I don't use social media for that purpose. No,
you just stay in touch with your friends to show off your dogs.
Right. And yeah. I promote myself.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. Your business stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's different.
All I know is the cell phone is just taking over the world. When I see people now, all they're doing is thumbing through their phone. That's all they're doing, especially if they're under 30.
Especially
all they are doing.
Especially if they're driving.
Well.
And stopped at a red light. I am going to drag a person out of their car and beat them. The next one who's at a green light and is not moving because they're scrolling. I'm just warning. I'm warning the city. I'm going to, with my bare hands, grab you by the neck and drag you out, and I'll destroy your phone. When the light goes green, you must move. Stop scrolling. Stop reading your damn stupid texts. God almighty.
And now from the drug cartel world of Mexico, apparently one of the drug cartels has got a new strategy to send a warning to people who might defy the cartel's business. They've apparently been leaving body parts hanging around in a town called Toluca, just west of Mexico City. A human leg was found hanging from a bridge. Oh, and a pedestrian bridge. So in case you're walking over the bridge, you would see the leg hanging there.
That's nice.
Parts of at least the trunk of a body was left on the street below. Other body parts were found in another neighborhood, along with handwritten drug cartel signs nearby. They believe the victim was a man between the ages of 35 and 40, and I guess they chopped him up and left his parts in different places of the city. They eventually discovered a dismembered body in a neighborhood in the city's east side, along with a sign that looked like the other sign. Not sure what the sign says.
How are the cartels able to find so many psychotics willing to chop up human bodies? I mean, you don't see that in America very much, right? We've got plenty of gangs and criminals, but there's something about the drug cartels. Do they teach them how to do this?
Oh yeah, I think there is some type of training that then you have to go through certain rituals,
body hacking rituals.
The most ruthless wins, and obviously, if you're sending a message like this, who's going to defy you?
Oh,
if someone would actually not only murder you, but to tear up your body and leave it all around town, you don't want to mess with them.
No.
That's the message.
I know, but it...
But you're wondering who would do this.
Well, it's just so many of them. I mean, this story is constant. Remember the when they skinned people's faces off their skulls and left them hanging on lampposts?
Right. Yeah, I do remember that. Right.
Yeah. I mean, who even thinks of that? Let alone does it?
There's a cartel guy in charge of thinking of those things.
There were faces.
What can we do that will intimidate people the most?
There were faces hanging on lampposts in Mexico.
Yeah, they carved off people's skin and left it all over the place.
You're right. I'm not going to mess with that guy. He's
all right.
He's got
and
a
as
bad
usual,
temper.
The elected officials say all the right things. Well, we must fight this. This will bring us all together.
We must fight this. I'm sick of hearing that phrase too. Everybody's
this one, this particular cartel, I'd never really heard of this one before. The Familia Michoacana, they dominate that area. So they believe that they may now be trying to take over the state capital. This was another way of them sending a message, don't interfere with our business. Because it actually originated there in the early 2000s. But apparently it has found a new lease on life in this particular part of Mexico, known for carrying out ruthless, bloody ambushes of police and local residents in the area around there. That's their business. All right, we got more coming up. We'll be back on the homeless beat. We're going to do a story that made news last week, and this would be bothersome if it came to your neighborhood. How would you like it if one of your neighbors, who might have a big yard, decided to let 20 people park their RVs in his yard? Boy, there's a stink. We'll tell you more about that story coming up next. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.